Listen, it's 8:11, and I have somebody on that's going to tell us all something that we really know. At least I do. And I know to be true. Her name is Dr. Sue Dakotas. And, doctor, you're going to tell us that not only does alcohol consumption have calories, which turns into fat, but the consumption itself messes with your diet. I mean, is that what you're going to say?
Well, yes, of course. Yeah. And it also causes nutritional deficiencies.
That's true?
Yes, because your body uses up a lot of nutrients just to process the alcohol. And then it also causes an irritation in the stomach that makes you less likely to absorb nutrients from healthy food. So when you drink alcohol, we all know it's empty calories, okay? And there are a lot more calories, even just regular hard alcohol, than we would imagine. You know, let's say that you go to a bar and you order a glass of wine, and they give you a 5-ounce glass of wine. You're going to be really mad at that bartender because that's going to look real small to you. Most of us are used to having 8 to 10 ounces in a big goblet of wine.
Right.
But double those calories. It's more like 300 calories for a glass of wine.
Yeah, you...
And then when we drink hard liquor,
yeah,
you know, gin, vodka, rum, tequila, most of us put mixers in it.
Mm-hmm.
Think of how many calories in a margarita mixer, a pina colada mixer. You know, what about those old-fashioned whiskey sours that your grandmother used to like?
Those
are... How many calories are in those? Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Heavy. You know, I wanted to drop like 15 pounds, and I went on this Nutrisystem program. Do they still do that around? Is it still? I think I see it every once in a while.
Yeah.
Anyway, you speak with a dietitian, and she said, you know, drinks. Yes, you can have a drink, but what are you doing? I said, well, I like maybe screwdrivers. She said, okay, you can still have a drink, but what I suggest is that you drink it straight. And that's where it all began for me. Don't drink the orange juice with it because she says it turns into it makes it much more
caloric,
and it's
full sugar, Then some of those mixers that you buy in bottles have high fructose corn syrup.
It's not good. What do you know about that? My wife has an allergy to high fructose corn syrup.
Okay, good for her. She's not missing anything. That's for sure.
Yeah, she says
and they're beginning to take those things out of food.
I always
give my patients some tips. So when you're going out to a party, you're going to meet some friends, don't get there dehydrated or super hungry.
Mm.
Have something in your stomach already and make sure that you're hydrated. And for every drink that you have, alternate that with a glass of water or club soda.
That's a good idea. Yeah, because and a lot of times the headache, the hangover, that's a dehydration.
That's all from dehydration,
yeah.
As well as the toxicity of the alcohol. So realize that alcohol works as a diuretic.
You know, I will say whenever I'm on a diet, which is most of my life, when you have a drink, I find it lowers your inhibition to stay on
totally.
The diet. Yeah.
And then you're going to go for the pizza or the chicken fingers or whatever bad stuff is around. Because you're just feeling loose, you're feeling easy, and you don't care as much. So that's why I say, don't get to that party super hungry. Have something to eat before.
I saw a thing on Shark Tank the other night. This woman has created it's like a spritzer type. It's wine that she mixes with soda water, I believe,
You know, and of course, and there's that whole skinny margarita thing, but you can make those yourself at home. You don't want to pay. You don't want to buy somebody's stuff. Make it yourself. I mean, if I'm making a margarita, I may muddle some mint in the base of that, and put a lot of mint in there. That really gives it flavor. Pour in a little, pour in your tequila, and pour in some club soda.
Yeah.
There you go,
Yeah, what
you
is
don't
it?
You don't need to put in the sugar.
Right.
And you can use ginger. You can use basil. You can use a lot of mints to flavor your drink.
Good stuff. So what you're saying, you don't have to stop necessarily, but moderation, like anything
else is
important.
You know, 1 to 2 drinks. And then, sure, you don't need to drink during the week if you're working and you have to go home and take care of your kids or whatever you got
to
do.
That might send you to drinking, to be honest.
I mean, it can be a habit, which is not always good.
Yeah.
But look, alcohol is not going to make you fat if you do it in moderation. But again, as I tell my patients, you have to boost your metabolism, especially as you get older, because we become much more dependent on our nutrients, especially the vitamin Bs, because we really can't. If we don't absorb as much from our nutrients and our metabolism is slower, that can really impair our ability to burn foodstuffs.
Dr. Sue Dakotas is on. Do you have a website, blog?
I do. It's drdakotas.com. We have a lot of phenomenal vitamins and metabolic boosters on that site.
I'm in the middle of hair growth vitamins that I'm taking right now. I'm hoping for a Gene Shalit full head of hair coming soon.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Hey, just a quick question on the boosting metabolism. What's the best way other than exercise? Or is there another way other than exercise to boost metabolism?
Well, you build muscle with exercise. I think, again, building your metabolic machinery in your body. For example, green tea is a phenomenal antioxidant, and it's not stimulating. It's not going to make you hyper.
Hey, Doc, I just recently went on Crestor, and I've had real problems with it.
Now, if you're on Crestor, you should definitely be taking a supplement called ubiquinol. Very important.
Okay, because I'm getting the stomach pain. I stopped taking it on Monday because it's been about a week, and I had this, it was like a brain fog. I was driving, I didn't even know where I was at one point.
Well, you know what? These drugs can be very strong on the system. Now, if your cholesterol, your LDL is very high, you really should be on a cholesterol-lowering drug.
Something,
you want to make sure that you're getting enough fiber in your diet. Soluble fiber can really help lower your cholesterol as well as insoluble fiber. I have a great soluble fiber on my website. Fish oil is very important. Olive oil is very important. All of those things are not given enough credence in the traditional medical community. There are some things that can really lower your cholesterol and blood pressure naturally.
All right, good stuff. I think we should have you back, Doctor. We'll put all of your information up on our show notes, WIBX950.com. People can link to you. Good stuff. By the way, I have a friend in the summer months, especially when it's lobster season, you're out having a little lobster. He does. He loves butter shots. I can only imagine.
Ooh. How about a lemon shot?
might be a little better off, huh?
I think so, and it's also really good.
All right, doctor. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Happy Memorial Day.
All right. You too. Which is really kind of an oxymoron in itself, I guess. Here's Christine with an update at 8:18. Good morning.
Good morning, and this news update is brought to you by Tallman's Tire and Auto Repair, locally owned and locally stocked. Visit TallmansTire.com today. Establishment Republicans, no trouble turning back Tea Party-backed candidates in yesterday's primaries. The Obama administration preparing to release justification for using drones against U.S. citizens. And the controversy surrounding the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers is taking yet another twist this morning.
I know people don't, those that support the Tea Party don't really want to hear this, but it's a fact. The happiest, the most unhappy people after the election last night were Tea Party members failed in their attempt to oust the establishment, the Republican Party. You know who was most upset by that? The Democrats. They were rooting for the Tea Party.
Right.
It gives them a better shot. Like it or not, this was bad for the Democrats last night. Scattered thunderstorms, high 71, some sun, some clouds today. Thunderstorms tomorrow, showers maybe on Friday and Saturday, but things clear up and warm up for Sunday and Memorial Day, up to maybe 80 degrees by Memorial Day. Currently, 53, sunshine, First News Keeler in the morning at WIBX.